Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Eisvei Koyfin Ka'arah Shal Cheres if it's of earthenware al gabi haner on top of the ner. Keichani Nemuchin. It's low roof. It has a low roof. V'chein Karash Nishbar Mishnah Hilakam. This is a Mishnah later on. Shnishbar B'Shabbos and Shabbos. Aruchos Hamita is limuns. It's a beams. Boards. B'Safsel. The klihu, it's a has a halachic status of a klihu. Mutar l'tatal, and you're allowed to move it. B'chshurei chadati shalom nivtiku, and I haven't checked yet. And m'shemach ben masa habayis aleim, and when the it gets heavy, the roof being on it, she'll talk in al kagosayim because they would tar on their roofs. But tait with cement shrichi depoki, it was common that the roofs would start to break. Tachas adalaf the kabel to catch the dripping, the leak. Time of Chista, the ain't noisin kli tachas tarnagol. So you don't put a kli underneath the chicken to catch its egg. So they should batlo kli mehechano. Shayimuchan mitchila taltol. It was ready beforehand. It was able to be used. It was prepared to be used. The aksha was so muksa. Now you're making a muksa. Muchan hushe ain't bo muksa. There's no muksa el isur. Just it's isur. Vimbo echad va'over al dibri chachamim. Some would come and violate chachamim's words. She also lutrum b'shabbos that they forbade people to take off trumas and meisers on Shabbos. V'tiknu and they would fix it up by taking off trumas and meisers. V'sukin it would be prepared and mutzer l'tatal and mutzer to move it for the ochel and to eat it. Hilkach therefore lav mevatuk l'meichan l'chashav l'heir for catching tevel which is falling is not considered mevatlan something for the status of kli. You can move the kli after the sparks have fallen into it. We think that you're attaching it there, but you can't take it afterwards. For drinking, all these have been mishnayos that they've been asking questions from. If you put it there after dark, it's mutilitul, you can take it, move it afterwards. If the chickens are not on top of them. But to use the place where the kli is placed, since you can are allowed to move the kli in order to use the place where it's on, so you can then move it afterwards wherever you want. The chassos ba'es a kli list time pitzluchas to cover the opening of a jar. Al gabe abonim mivnesha agashamim because of the rain shlo yimuchad it shouldn't melt. Lo yikavlu sid ma'achish shvirus b'mayim. We're not going to be able to accept the. Except if you're here means the cement is not going to be able to attach to it afterwards since it's been soaked in water. Of course, also Rosh and Chod, they have a pointy tip for usually knuch, and you can use them as toilet paper to have a dover hadith, which is something which you are allowed to move. The mitzgal he's on to lean on shekol hasebasan kach. Hoyes said that's how they would lean in their days. Yoshik ksas, you would sit a little bit, v'nishan ksas, and lean a little bit. I'll swallow on their left. Daf mem gimel. The ikat vash davar hanita, which is something which you can move. Shtei chalos kol hakveras oisin oisa hadvarim chalos chalos shutz pichas tavash v'sha'afa. All of the beehives, the bees would make these like challah type things of honey and wax. Shiroidin oisan, and when you're taking them off, minichem b'shtein, you would leave two inside the beehive. She esparnas from him hadvarim kol yimosad hashem that the whole winter the bees can eat. Kedvan hamoicher esasvin as it say in mesachas. If you purchase the loaves of honey and wax from your friend, you have to leave over two to stomach them because the stomach he does not sell them because he needs them to feed his bees. Muxus ninhu ledvarim to they set aside to the bees. Hader havali davrusha einu nito. Now there it becomes something which you can't move anymore. But if you lock in your stomach top them, we see from here you're allowed to move a mat to save them. The choshev alayhum esmal achila. You were planning already before Shabbos or Yontif to eat it. Umani he shehetzrachta letzrutza kishachishev. That you needed to go and answer Kishachishav that when he intended to, I mean, whose opinion was it that we needed to answer that we were talking about that you already intended to use the loaves of honey from before Yantiv? The Ketani the Dover Shem is Chavim Mutter, and we said that something which is not intended to do, which is trapping the bees over here, it's Kervishim and Sir Kervishim. You're Kervishim and Sir Kervishim, Omer, you're saying it, Lomali, Lo'ukmi, B'shadishah, why do you have to say we're talking about where you intended already beforehand to use the loaves of honey? Shaliyasenu kumetzuda, shaliyasenu kuli, you shouldn't cover all of it. Ela d'nishbog rebacha, you should leave some sort of space. Yuchul, lots of they can go out. Kihechetelolitzuz b'haygis, so you shouldn't be trapping them with this covering. Mimela, automatically, gafogav delo mechavin lemitzud, even though you don't intend to capture, usher, it's still forbidden. Ravashem l'yolam deikad vash tuva, there's lots of, really, we're talking about there's lots of honey over there. Kashim kli yimosak shaman. You say, in your question, it's, we said winter, and in winter there's no honey. We didn't say that was the day, it was the winter. The that a kli is only moved to, in order to be used for something else, which in itself is usable to, is movable. We have to suspect that perhaps it's going to quickly start to smell. On the ground, so that they should be disturbed by the heat of the ground. They need to bring beds in order to sit on it. And the beds will turn into a mechitza, a wall. As we finish in all continuing week, and the karka from the ground, that it was heated up by the sun. And they spread on top of their heads for shade. So that the mat will be put on top of it, the chinzet, and so to the other one. Nimzis mechitzas suyim meila meila. You find it comes out that automatically there's a wall there. The kishiyirzu, and when they want nishmatim, they go out for holchem lehem and walk away. And we intentionally said that it had to be that it was hot for them underneath bereisha first. Why should we meet to sleep bereisha? That they should bring the beds first in order to send it. B'hadar mechatzelus first of them, and then afterwards the mat to spread on top of it, let's for shade. But ifson osamidim, and they hold the mat in their hands ad la'achar shah, until after a bit of time sheyuskufum, that they're going to pick up the beds v'yishmetum, and then slip away. The havaliki hahida aminan. It's because then it's like what we were saying. Seches ervin hai medurta milamal lamata shari. If you're building a ohel from top to bottom, that's permitted. Avalasuya me kar mitos l'tzercha oyel. But if you're just going to bring the beds originally for a need of making an oil, well, that would not be permitted. To have milamata lamata, then you would be building the oil bottom up. Kederach binyan, which is the normal way of building, the kaimelon, and we paskin ain't oisin oil harayim, but the b'shabbos, you cannot make a temporary oil canopy, the structure, for in the first place on Shabbos. Hoifchum mimata, mimita lamita, ad shmegi letzel, until you reach the shade. Minatzad kal akriyad, which is not the normal way. E, the leka, v'hai matzilim, the kaomer Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, and that saving there. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish said, the metaltele lehedyahu is when you're actually moving it straight without any tricks of doing it in an abnormal way. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, elalav min hatzad, it must be that it was tilted min hatzad in a not normal way, the kasher that he is permitting.